Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about immigration here and how the immigration courts are basically broken. There is a huge backlog, and it's getting worse. Apparently, the average wait time to have your hearing before the immigration court is something like 4.5 years. Some of those court dates are as far as 10 years out. I mean, this is simply not working at all here. Meanwhile, up in Chicago, which is a sanctuary city, three Venezuelan nationals have been charged with a series of crimes after having recently arrived, potentially on migrant buses, in Chicago. Elvis Diaz Betancourt, a 27-year-old Venezuelan national who arrived 4 months ago, was arrested and charged with stabbing and critically injuring another Venezuelan man in one of the city's migrant shelters. Okay, now, there is a story over at Zero Hedge, and they're talking about how Biden is using government grants to skew scientific research in certain directions, mostly towards wokeism. And apparently some of these include how artificial intelligence may exhibit bias against disadvantaged groups. They're looking at research in the negative experiences of minorities studying engineering. They're talking about creating equitable mathematics, okay, to serve marginalized students, and so forth and so on. There was this other story here. All right, we're going to go to Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, good afternoon, Michael. You started off your show talking about January 6th. Hello?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you there for a while.
Okay. Yeah, you started off your show talking about January 6th, and how these, you know, people's bank accounts are being, you know, abused and everything. I'm sorry to say this. You know, if John Stadler were still alive, he probably would be being persecuted also along with this, because unfortunately, he went up there, and I can guarantee you 99% of the people that were there at that day had a smartphone with them. And whether you had your geolocating shut off or not, they knew where you were. When your phone stopped for like 10 or 15 minutes, they knew who was around you. And so they knew who you were, and they target people. The algorithms that are out there, the technologies, the tracking technology that's out there, you don't understand. It's like, well, I have my geolocating turned off, so they couldn't track me. Yes, they can, and they do. When you turn your geolocating off, that makes you a target. They track you even more when you try to turn it off. The technology,
now,
Michael.
Can I ask what kind of a phone you have? Because I'm on an iPhone, and I'm not aware that I can turn off the tracking.
I'm on a landline, as primitive as I can get. If I could go back to Fred Flintstone and have a pterodactyl flying between me and the other person I'm talking to, that would be fine with me. But, you know, I'm on a landline. I've never had a computer, never had a smartphone. I did have a cell phone for a very short period when they first came out, when it was very popular, and I didn't like it then. But, you know, people, you're tracked, you're traced. Everywhere you go, everything you do, everyone you're around. That's
okay,
how they know
well,
your
yeah,
bank
we
account.
Yeah, we know that's the downside of all this technology.
Yeah.
Although there are cases for smartphones that will cut off the signal temporarily. Of course, you can't make phone calls or anything. there are also, you can go on out and find GPS jammers that like plug into the accessory socket of your car. But again, you won't be able to use your own mapping technology. If you feel like you really need to hide where you are, you know, there are options. Leaving the phone at home, for one.
Exactly. But how many people can do that, Michael, in today's world? Because that is their life. You know, most people cannot exist without their smartphone anymore. I'm a very weird person. A very, very smart friend of mine that got sucked into DARPA in the early 80s, told me what the Internet was going to do. He didn't even know about smartphones, or maybe he did, but he never talked to me about that. But he told me what the Internet was going to do, and I've seen good people get sucked in and basically get their souls sucked out of them. They do not live in their local environment anymore. Their best friend lives in Jinshuan, China now, you know, instead of their next-door neighbor, you know, the kid that lives next door. I don't know, Michael. You know, people always wonder, it's like, how can they do that? It's like, because if you've got one of those things, doesn't matter if you try to turn it off, they are tracking, and everywhere you go. And when you think about trillions of operations a second or quadrillions of operations a second, people sit down and do the math on that. If everyone on this planet had a smartphone, you know, with a trillion operations, they can do like 186 different operations on your smartphone. That's a 7.5 billion people on this planet. If everyone had a smartphone, you know, people do not understand the magnitude of the technology that's being brought against us.
Okay. I mean, I understand your concerns, and, you know, but I am one of those people where, you know, I do like my iPhone and my iWatch. And
of course, it's convenient, Mike. Of course, it's very convenient.
I'm not, you know, doing anything where I'm all that concerned. I mean, if they want to spend time tracking me and my wife, it's their time to waste.
Data is the new money. It's like one or 10 bits of data is nothing. But when you have hundreds of billions of bits of data, you can track, you can trace, you can predict, you can control. I'll let you go with that, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to go to Daryl in Canada. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. Well, I got quite a few subjects. You can break in any time. Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, Biden, wishful thinking. That's what I would say when he said that, oh, we can draw this war out in Ukraine as long as, like, North Korea or, like, Vietnam or whatever and all these prolonged things. Well, it's wishful thinking. Russia's really ramped up their weapons productions, and
yes,
NATO can hardly keep up with that. Not to mention, he's trying to compare this to Korea. The United States fought Korea and Vietnam kind of the same way, with one hand tied behind their back. They were afraid in Korea of the Chinese. Now, the Chinese did move in some troops, but not nearly as many as they could. So they just kind of played it halfway, as they say in the baseball world, with your infield halfway. So they didn't fight it to the end, and they could have done same as Vietnam. They were afraid of Russia and even to some degree China. If they would have overcome the whole North and everything, that would have escalated things. So they just again fight with one hand tied behind your back. The Russia, and that was way over there on the other side of the world. The Russians aren't going to do that. They're not so much afraid of NATO, really. They're and do you think that the United States would have fought like that if this stuff was happening in Canada on their border or in Mexico? No, they would have finished this. They would have taken care of it. They want to sleep at night. So Biden's thinking that Russia's going to just sit back and you know, take with a buffer zone and stuff, and we'll watch Zelensky launch stuff at him over and over again like they did in the Donbass since 2014 until this 2022 special operations. He's out of his mind. Russia, and I would suggest to Biden, you try to settle as quick as possible, because it's not going to get any better for you. The more and more territory is going to have to happen. And the only way that there's going to be a settlement, and it's not going to be, it's going to have to be in Russian terms, there's no question. Zelensky's got to be gone. That's going to be part of it. It's almost like the Tucker Carlson situation, if indeed that's true with Dominion. He's part of the package. He's definitely got to be gone, and there's got to be, at best, a neutral you know, somebody in there that is going to be fair to both Russia and the other side. I hope that the UK has learned this lesson by sending those depleted uraniums to Russia. Because, first of all, the chances of it getting to the front and a repetition of what just happened a few days ago in western Ukraine is more than likely than the weapons actually getting to the front. And if they do get to the front, I mean, it's just going to it's going to make the Russians pretty upset, and you know, they're fighting. Use the term again, over and over, with one hand and probably two legs tied behind their back. I mean, they could use so many more powerful weapons, but for many reasons, they're not. I'm not going to get into them now, but you know, it's a lose-lose situation for doing that. First of all, there's no way that's going to affect. It might slow down the end, but it's not going to affect things, and it's going to make harder for a settlement to ever happen. Not to mention, it could be another repeat. How about the second cloud? There wasn't a second cloud from Chernobyl. There could be a second cloud if they keep sending these depleted uraniums to Ukraine. So it's just, you know, you have to measure the good against the bad, and it's way worse to send these to the Ukraine, if UK is listening, you got to think ahead. But that's one thing that NATO and the United States, especially with a lot of things they've been doing lately, they don't have that. What if I do this? Or am I going to have this coming back at me? They don't think much about that. It's pretty sad. I mean, definitely wouldn't be good poker players or chess players, I can tell you that, nowadays anyway, even in the past. How about Kerry Lake? Have you seen? I saw yesterday. I saw an example. I don't know how many people have seen it, but they have to see this. They got to look on the internet or whatever and see these. A couple of examples of these ballots that were sent in that had
yes.
The signatures on file and the ones that were actually sent in. And the best way to describe it is I could have my, he's a little older now, but I could have had my pretty smart three-year-old. But just even shortly after his third birthday, I could have said, hey, Johnny, look at this. Compare this mark to this one. Does it look the same, Johnny? And he would look at me, and he'd look at that, and he'd look up at me and say, Daddy, you're trying to trick me? That's too easy. That's what he would say to me. It's so ridiculous. It's not even close. Like, anybody that would, and yet there was those people in Maricopa, apparently, that were just slamming those things through every 3 seconds. You
yeah.
weren't even looking at them.
Nope.
You know, you could be signing your name. The first name could be look like an A, and the other one was with a Z. And yet they put it through. If this doesn't get adjudicated and a new election called, the only thing that I can say about the Democrats' mindset after this, if this is a perfect little canary in the coal mine, they will feel impervious to fraud.
Yes.
I mean, this is kind of like the end. There's no chance that they're ever going to even consider or laugh. They'll be laughing if somebody says, another Democrat to a Democrat, they'll be saying, what you think? I don't know, maybe this is going a little too far. No. Look at all these judges that had no cojones in the past to do this, and look at Arizona. Look
yeah.
at these signatures. They could have said, my own three-year-old is probably not as smart as mine. Even he found that out. So, I mean, there is a lot at stake here. I mean, it's bad enough as it is, the elections there, but this is going to just escalate things to a degree of, I mean, like I say, they're going to start, if need be, like you mentioned, Biden 7 points behind Trump if he gets through his problems, which I doubt, but hopefully he does. 7 points may not be enough. Well, they'll just go to Kinko's and get a bunch of ballots. Who's going to stop them?
Yeah, I mean, after the crooked elections of 2016, 2018, 2020, and 2022,
yep.
only an idiot would assume that 2024 is going to be an honest election.
Oh, yeah. The difference between 2020 and 2022, basically, for the most part, is that in 2020, the Democrats were, you know, this was their first big one, right? They were a little rough around the edges. There was things going on in inner cities and stuff, which can never be questioned. They'll never be questioned because you're a racist if you do that. So
yes.
They have carte blanche to do that. But the difference between 20 and 2022 was that they refined their operations in 2022. It was a little harder to see. They had the mail-in ballots a little better adjudicated, and they didn't have the what 2,000 mules to show that they were doing a lot of these things. They didn't really need to do that. They had their ballot harvesting a lot more refined. So. So now, and you can only assume when you start, some entity gets better at something, you got to assume they're going to get better next time. They usually don't go down. So if anything, they're going to get better. And if they get impervious with that, I mean, I don't know how it's possible that even DeSantis or anybody could even have a chance unless the lead is so big. But again, there's Kinko's. Kinko's will take care of the
Well,
lead.
You know, that's what happened in 2016. Trump won in a landslide that overwhelmed the election fraud, and that's why the election fraud was so much more obvious in 2020, and so that everybody noticed. And now the American people, the majority of the American people, think that cheating is a problem in our elections, so they're going to be watching the polling places. They're going to be looking for the fraud, and that is probably something the Democrats are going to try and find some way that they can make this all hidden and concealed. And that's not what the American people want. But something I want you to consider. If our elections are all being rigged, and it looks like they are, then we're basically back in a situation of taxation without representation. And when I was growing up in elementary school, I was taught that's a good reason to fire the government.
Well, they're trying. That's why they're voting Republican or trying to do anything. But, you know, if the government won't allow it, which is, the FBI and the judges, it seems, most of them and everything are on their side, that don't want to, overturn this stuff. That's why it's so important at least to get this started in Arizona. I'll say this about Fetterman, you were mentioning. He wears that hoodie, but, you know, in a way I feel kind of sorry for the guy because he wears that hoodie to conceal a huge lump on his neck. And that would be pretty gross. You can see it when he has a suit on or when he just has a regular shirt. So, you know, I'm sure he's pretty self-conscious of that. Plus, he's not to mention I'm not going to say the poor guy because, I don't like his politics, but it's like Biden. They got an irregular heartbeat. They have something called AFib, and it's like a car running on 50 two cylinders or three, possibly. Depends how old you are and what have you. So that's why you see both of them shuffling along. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, but just all the more reason to look back at what happened in Pennsylvania, for instance. That was the ultimate glass of water being elected there. Anybody could be elected there. They could literally put out a glass of water. They could put his wife out. They could put somebody who's, I think you have to be 25 to be elected to the Senate or something, and they could just about choose anybody. They could go into the inner city of Philadelphia and just pick somebody from A to Z, and with the fraud and ballot harvesting and the absolute untouchable events that could happen in Philadelphia and probably even in downtown Pittsburgh. I mean, they can beat anybody. I mean, I know Oz was a bad candidate, but I mean, Philadelphia along with Arizona is a great example of how deep this fraud is. It's just the only way to get rid of it is for the either a governor or the Senate and the whole. It has to be elected first, though, and then they can change the laws. But until they do that, it's just impossible to do. So they got to get the first step done. And if Carrie Lake doesn't get her adjudication in the right way, I mean, 2 and 2 makes 4, right, Judge? Then I think everything is doomed because it's just not going to get any better from that. It's going to get exponentially worse. Okay, Mike, that's enough. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, my concern about Carrie Lake and... as I understand it, they're still in the middle of closing arguments. If the judge agrees with Carrie Lake that there is a question here, it's going to do more than upset the Arizona gubernatorial election. It is going to be grist for the mill for everybody who thinks that there is election fraud on a massive scale in this country and that Joe Biden should not be in the White House right now. And the Democrats don't want that to happen. So they're going to try something to derail this, whether they've already bought the judge or they're going to offer the judge an ambassadorship or something like that, where he comes out and he says, well, clearly there were irregularities, but it didn't really affect the final outcome, which is a ridiculous statement to make here. So it's not over till it's over, but I got to tell you, I absolutely admire Carrie Lake for her tenacity in pursuing this, and I hope that Donald Trump does choose her as his running mate in 2024. All righty, so let's see. We're coming up on a commercial, so I'm going to slip some news in here before we go back to the phones. Apparently over in Illinois, a middle school teacher named Sarah Boner is in hot water because she read her students a book called This Book Is Gay, which is very graphic descriptions of oral sex and sodomy, and apparently some of her students were taking pictures with their cell phones and sending them to the parents, who promptly called the police on there. Now, getting back on over to Budweiser, they have now lost their LGBTQ rating from the Human Rights Campaign. The largest LGBTQ+ advocacy group has yanked their approval rating from Anheuser-Busch, accusing them of caving in to the backlash over Dylan Mulvaney. And, ultimately, Budweiser's in business to make money. Alrighty, we're going to take a break for commercials. When we come on back, we're going to have some more phone calls, 512-248-8252.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we
and
did.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello?
I'm not Joe in Tennessee.
Who are you?
Darren.
Darren?
Southeast Queensland, greetings.
Okay, I guess we lost Joe. I don't see you in the list. What was your name again, and where are you calling from?
They didn't talk to me. They didn't talk to me. I'm just live straight to you.
Ah, okay, well,
you're
what's on your mind?
I'm going to go and see a new film. I'm always excited when there's a film that's not going to be terrible.
Okay. What's the film?
I think it's Evil Dead Rising. Evil Dead Rise. Have you ever met Bruce Campbell?
Nope.
So yeah, what were you talking about before I it took over.
We were talking about the Carrie Lake trial for the mishandled election in Maricopa County. We've been talking about the war, you know, and all the money that that's going into.
Which one, Ukraine?
Yeah, Ukraine's kind of the hot point right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all England's fault, man.
Okay, well, certainly the radioactive cloud certainly is from those depleted uranium shells. Anyway, all right, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to let you go, and thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've got an action alert for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's asking about what they can do. Here's something they can do. It's not going to cost them anything. Now, Glenn Beck has put together a 25-page free download of all the crimes of the Biden family and the laws that they've broken next to it. So he wants everybody to download this paper, 25 pages, and get it to their local DA or prosecutor. They can start putting some pressure on getting rid of Biden. So if everybody would do that, it would really help.
Well, do you have a URL where we can find this?
TheReckoningGuide.com.
One more time, please.
TheReckoningGuide.com.
Okay, I got it, and I'm going to link it to the What Really Happened website.
It looks good, doesn't it? It's a good thing.
Say again?
Easy thing to do for people.
Anything else, Laura?
No, I just hope everybody will try to do this. It's not going to hurt. It's not going to cost them anything. And we can't get out bullets yet. This is maybe our bullet right now, is to put the pressure on these DAs and prosecutors. That's it.
Okay, well, thank you very much here. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, what isn't on my mind, young man? And hello to that gorgeous gal, Claire. I'm wondering about something. Whenever she does come on, which I look forward to, perhaps she ends up with her own Claire's window on life.
You mean on the live stream? Well, we don't have the equipment to do that.
Oh, well, even when you have her there on your show, you'd be surprised. I don't know, maybe not. But anyway, a couple of quick things. It's hard for me to believe that, one, Zelensky is still prodding, who knows what, to give more money, more weaponry, and so forth. Give it up, dude. It's over. Especially as far as the current administration or staff of the administration is concerned here in the U.S. But earlier on, there was a commentary about the cell phone and so forth. Perhaps going into this is just from my perception of it. Whenever you go into your settings on your cell phone, and
yep,
each between your cell phone, your Android, your iPhone, whatever, is going to be somewhere in your settings something called maybe privacy or have it do a GPS. You're going to have to look for the most innocuous or in-your-face labeling of the area you need to go into to turn off what they call a GPS or volume or sound or whatever. Because sometimes when
you're forgetting about something. Cell phones have something in them called eGPS, which stands for the emergency GPS. That's always on. And the official reason given for that is so that if you get into some kind of an accident or problem, the first responders can locate you using that eGPS signal. So
good
that
luck
one you
with
can't
that.
Turn off.
Good luck with that one. which I swallow with a grain of salt, which is not much.
Okay, Francis, what? I got to put you on hold. Got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We're going to be right back after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Francis in North Carolina, and is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, for one thing, that sounds like a really nice back door for the eGPS or whatever, that when you're incapacitated or whatever, to locate where you are. Good luck with that, as far as that process goes. One, I have to applaud the parents that went after the one teacher that presented a bit of literature that was inappropriate for the age group or whatever that was being presented. The only problem is, the twist is, they will probably be harassed for terrorism.
Yeah, they probably will be. You know, I mean, this push to sexualize children, I mean, it's just sick.
That's one word for it. How about insane, perverted, who knows what, given the age range of the children. But quite frankly, they have every right to protect the interests of their children, since after all, they were born under their roof, not in the public school system. Now, if the child was born in the public school system, well, that, you know, that's kind of a mixed bag there for a judge to try to scratch their head over. But no, that child belongs to the family and so forth. The parents are taking a risk by sending their children to the public school, private school, or charter school, or whatever.
Well, that's why homeschooling is so popular right now.
And those people are probably being viewed upon as being domestic terrorists because of doing that as well, perhaps.
Probably.
But, however, the parents can request Freedom of Information, perhaps, Act, the curriculum of what the school that their children are going to is going to present to their child and whatnot, and how dare the so-called teacher go and say, well, you should not present this to you, bring this to your parents' attention, because they may not approve of it or may not understand it, whereas you would. So the aspect of threatening the child, that quite frankly, is an assault for a teacher to do that to a child within their guardianship until they go back home to mom and dad or whoever the family members are, grandma, granddad, who knows what, aunt, uncle, and so forth, ad nauseam. So, quite frankly, when a teacher does that to a child that's in their care at the time, that's an assault by warning them of that or basically bringing that to their attention in such a casual fashion. So, quite frankly, that puts the teachers in the hot seat. So the question is, do the teachers really want to put themselves in that predicament? I don't care how much they're supposedly being paid. I don't think they're being paid enough. They have to put up with that garbage from the school administrative staff, let alone the state board and so forth. So anyway, with that, I'll have olives green. Hey, Diamond, Laura, thinking about you. Green olives and my margarita, honey. With that, have a fun weekend.
All right, thank you. And we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? I think I'll have a drink after this. Listen, yeah, Mike, I want to talk about what's going on, a few things, but I want to talk about Diane Feinstein. Here's a 90-year-old woman. She's a bumbling, fumbling like Biden. And, Mike, they have to have term limits, man. These people should not be in this position where they don't have
Biden. Hello? Hello, Tom? Okay, yeah. There is a... yeah, Tom, you've got a problem with your phone.
Can you hear me
now?
Okay,
well, I guess we're not going to talk to Tom today, so let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike in Kentucky.
Yeah, I think I'm on now.
Yeah, you're on now.
I could still hear Tom, but apparently you couldn't, so I don't know.
Well,
what's going on.
You know, the equipment at RBN is getting really, really old, and, you know, actually all of our equipment is getting really, really old.
So in late spring of 2020, somehow, by luck of the draw, you know, or algorithm, I stumbled across a video from a private investigator, and I'd love to be able to quote the name of his company, but he was wearing a Delta black belt karate shirt instead of a company shirt. But he's, like, actively relocating at-risk people, like, you know, whatever, spouses or whistleblowers and things like that. And him and his partner go through all their possessions and scan for bugs. And they started having a problem with finding bugs everywhere, and he figured out it was their phones. And in the course of talking to, you know, going to their webpage and turning everything off, he got to talk to the customer, Assuron, at AT&T, and found out they had a change of policy that they were, no matter what you had turned off on that phone, the tracking stuff, like you were saying earlier, is still on.
Yes.
So there is a way, however. I just talked with the AT&T salesperson, who's a real kind of a geeky and not really a conspiracy theorist, because not theory when you know the facts. But he says that you can jailbreak your phone like you're going to switch companies. You get a jailbreak code, and it allows you to go into a lot of the system settings,
yes,
and you can turn off a lot of stuff. But it costs you about $10 to get a jailbreak code.
Yeah, when I first got onto the iPhone, I jailbroke my first iPhone because I wanted to put on some of the unofficial software, but
yeah.
it caused so many problems, I never did it again. You know, the simplest way to prevent you from being tracked is, again, leave the phone at home. Or get some kind of a Faraday cage for it.
Well, the problem with the Faraday pouch, I mean, they sell those for your U.S. Postal Service passports, you know, at the post office. It's a fair, you know, they're not soundproof. So a better option is a metal box, and you don't want your phone to overheat, so you have to go into the general settings on an iPhone and completely shut it down. And, you know, you might test that or even make a heat sink pouch inside the thing. But as long as you're carrying it around inside that metal box, you've got some reasonable expectation of privacy. A wrist strap would be nice for if you have an emergency. You need to throw that cookie tin down or metal box down. And you've got your phone right there in your hand by your wrist strap, and you can, you know, turn it on, boot it up, and hit Facebook Live or whatever to, you know, start recording an incident or calling 911. But there was recently a raid that was almost like Waco in Houston, Texas. They had a tank there at a community church tiny home compound in Houston. A runaway from Florida had figured out how to, you know, defeat the tracking on the cell phones. They make Florida gets $400 a week or a day. Excuse me, $400 a day for these foster care kids. And the mom lost custody, and he got put in foster care. So he figures out how to download probably Decenter browser or some browser that's hard to track and pop that SIM chip out and still use Wi-Fi. And he was texting around, found out where his dad was at in Texas, hitchhikes and escapes the, you know, state of Florida and goes over to this, I think it's called New Beginnings Houston. And somebody spotted him there. They knew his dad was in that shelter and that he couldn't take custody of him. So he's 4 months away from his 17th birthday, and he almost caused a Waco because once he put that SIM chip back in there, they could track him, and they knew right where he was. They raided the place. The news media didn't cover it. I'm sure they were alerted to it, but they ended up with a lot of egg on their face because the kid was not kidnapped. He wasn't a hostage. They treated it like a hostage situation and busted in a whole bunch of doors and threw people down and had them on their knees. They were bleeding, you know, and handcuffs and everything, and took the kid an hour to convince the cops to let his dad go. But I only know this because I know somebody that's involved in that ministry. But total, you know, blackout by the news media.
So, I'm not surprised.
You have to be tech savvy to avoid tracking, and this kid was tech savvy enough to escape Florida, but then he got caught in Houston because they knew where his dad was.
Okay, well, thanks for the technical information here, and we're getting closer to the end of the show, so I'm going to let you go. And Tom in Florida is back, and hopefully we're going to have a better connection this time. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great, yeah. Yeah, Mike, what's on my mind is we got to start looking at the term limits, because these people are in their 90s as Congress and the Senate. It's disgusting. You got this Biden. Biden should not even be running for president after 82 years old, Mike. It's insanity.
Yep.
The guy would be 86 years old. The guy's brain shot. If this was Donald Trump with this kind of mental lapse, the media would be crucifying him until he actually resigned. They'd force him to resign the presidency. But this beady-eyed Biden, because he's working for a deep state or Israel or whoever, They let this guy get away with absolute nincompoops nonsense, and it's got to come to a screeching halt. And as far as Dianne Feinstein, Mike, she's 90 years old. The broad can barely she can't even barely move. She's mumbling and fumbling like Biden. This has got to come to an end, man. There's 18, 19 million illegals in the state of California. The whole thing has been a giant cabal, awesome cabal, what they have done to the country. You know, and talking about, you know, we've talked about illegal aliens coming into the country, and oh, they're being treated so bad in these packing houses and all that. My ass, Mike. They can stay in Mexico. They got more farmland in Mexico. Why ain't they packing food over there and bringing it here to this country instead of coming here? And what, they got to act like they're being slaved out? No way, man. The ones that should be working in those jobs are white and black Americans in those packing houses. Now at a decent wage. They're paying these people at Burger King and McDonald's $15 an hour already. I mean, come on, Mike. This whole thing is a giant cabal. It's all about money, yeah. But now, here, Mike, I want to talk about this. You seen what's going on in Mexico with the tourists getting murdered over there? Have you talked about that, Mike?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Did you hear about the one person got stabbed to death in Mexico and the other one got shot yesterday? American tourist?
Yeah, I heard something about it, yeah.
Well, what if there was a couple of Mexicans getting stabbed by white Americans, that'd be all over worldwide sensationalized news. This whole thing is a giant stinking cabal. And it's got to stop.
Okay, Tom.
Yeah.
Slow down. You are talking so fast. You're sounding like the guy who used to do those American Express commercials. And so just take a deep breath and calm down and finish up.
Well, yeah, Mike, listen, I've seen all not a reparations deal in California is not going to go through because that imbecile Newsom knows that you can't be paying out $100 billion to something that nobody had nothing to do with in the last 180 years. So you're going to pay reparations, and then everybody else is going to want reparations. Then people are going to want money for wars that their families went to and never came back. What about all the American soldiers who never came back serving their country? Are they all those families going to demand hundreds of millions of dollars under the government? Started with Iraq, all the way to World War One, Spanish-American War. Come on, Mike.
Yep.
So this whole thing, we got a bunch of nincompoops. Started with that imbecile we got in the White House. It's all got to come to an end because of voter fraud. We cannot tolerate no more voter fraud. Everybody has to have the model of Florida. You want to save this country, Mike, you take the model of Florida. Even Ron DeSantis said it. No more fake, phony fakery here in the state of Florida for voting. No way. You're going to show your ID. You're going to show you're an American citizen. You're going to show that you have a voter's card, and you're going to vote. No more just machines doing all the counting and all that. It's got to come to an absolute screeching halt. And we got to get this country back. And the majority needs to rule this country, not the minority. Not the 2%ers, not the 14%ers.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to talk to you about the cell phones and tracking.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what the settings say. That's all bogus. MAC address, MAC. That's
yes.
all it is. And you know about a MAC address. And you can ping it.
Yes.
You can ping someone's MAC address. You can find out exactly where they are. I mean, there's no such thing as privacy, Mike. You know, that guy. And by the way, what is the problem with these Al guys and their paranoia and their aversion to technology? You know, like that guy Alan in Texas, this guy Al up in Canada who won't use a cell phone.
Yeah, actually, well, Mike, you know, people have different opinions. Me, I love technology when it works. I'm a little less happy
technology.
When it's not working. And but, yeah, it's part of the price you pay for living in the modern world.
Yeah,
and, again,
yeah.
I'm not going anywhere that I don't want people to know where I'm going. I mean, I go down to the supermarket. I go to the post office. I take Claire to church. That's
yep.
it. That's my life here in Santa Claus, you know. If the government wants
people,
to track
Mike.
Me around as I, you know, go buy groceries, I simply don't care.
I understand. And everybody else, a lot of people do, too. But here's the problem. See, it's so normalized now. The infringement into our privacy is so normalized, and it's continuing to be normalized just like other things. And it's done incrementally. And most people don't even see it until it's too late. Mike, all this crap that they've been teaching kids, that they're teaching kids now, this has
yes.
been incrementally introduced for a very long time. And all of a sudden, now it's a big problem? Really? Where have you been in the last 10 years?
Let me tell you where I'm coming from. You know, the GPS is very nice to have. And remember, the satellites are sending information to your smartphone, not the other way around. Where it becomes an issue is when they're using your smartphone to listen to your conversations in the room. That's why every smartphone has the room phone mode, the group chat mode, or using the camera to spy on you. And again, we've just learned from this Durham report that the FBI absolutely ignores the Fourth Amendment. And it's one of the reasons why we've got to figure out a way to reset this country.
Yep. And it's not just your country, Mike. It's everywhere. It's all over the world now.
Okay, Al,
I mean, the same people are running all the countries.
All right, Al, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials.
Mike.
We've got other callers waiting on the line. We'll be right back. I'm sorry, I thought I heard the music. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's skip the break, and let's go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Boy, it's a jam-packed.
I'm doing okay.
Last 10 minutes, man. Al and now me and Tom before Al. Hey, Mike, is this the first time Israel gets AIDS and gives AIDS or gives AIDS and gets AIDS? Because they're always getting aid, Mike, right?
Well, this is a medical condition.
Yeah. And, Mike, you know, did you, like a week or two ago, did you hear, like, reports Zelensky might have been killed in an airstrike? Because, like, people said he's been, like, hasn't been seen. There's, like, these old videos being put around. But
well, you're talking about Zelensky. He showed up in Japan for the G7.
No, Zelensky, Mike, the commander of the armed forces of Ukraine.
Oh, no. I hadn't heard that. And he might have been, you know, might be a decap strike.
And, Mike, real quick for us, somebody else is on the caller, Mike, on the hypersonic missiles, the Kinzhal, the Dagger, is the least hypersonic of all the, it's the bottom of the barrel with hypersonic next to the Zircon. But, Mike, you know anything about plasma fields and how it reduces the radar signature being able to be picked up on that missile until the terminal phase, right? That'll start getting picked up, but by then it's too late, right?
Yeah, but they might pick it up on infrared sensors because it's going to leave a heck of a heat bloom.
Because I heard the Kinzhal also has, like, countermeasures in it also.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It can drop flares and chafe.
And, Mike, have a good weekend. That's all.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to go to, Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. And the reason I wanted to call in is I think when it comes to illegal immigration, we have to just stop referring to it under that term. I think we need to call it basically what I would call an invasion, step one, colonization, step two, and conquer. They're going to try and conquer a step three, which if you look at California, there's no doubt they're well on the way to taking that state over for good and turning it into another Mexican state. And,
yep.
And the main reason this is all happening is, you know, these illegals can get up to 12 different types of government programs just for them. SSI, SNAP, Section 8, EBT. And everybody keeps wondering what to do about it. And I think we all need to be talking to our friends and all that to start putting pressure on Congress to say, hey, we can solve this immigration mess in 60 days. Start cutting off all these benefits, and they'll self-deport themselves. There's no doubt in my mind they would. And basically, just to show you how bad it is, there is an Indianapolis TV station called WTHR.
Yes.
If you do a search with that WTHR, illegals exploit tax loopholes, you will see that there's an extra tax benefit program for them where they can get lump sum checks for $10,000, $15,000, up to $20,000. Or dependents they have here and even in other countries. So that they did a great job on that for that station there. I urge everybody to take a look at that. So, but the key thing is, and I can send you this screenshot I've got. It's from the National Immigration Lawyers Council, and this is where they listed out all the benefits that can happen for these invaders. So, again, we just need to spread this information out and get more people pissed off about it to make some effect on these legislators.
Okay.
Any comments? Or?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I agree with Tom. This is a major, major problem. I think it has to be in number two place behind restoring honest, verifiable, trustworthy elections. The election fraud, I think, is the biggest problem facing this country, because until we fix that, we can't fix any of the other problems we have peacefully.
Yeah, and I think the illegals play a big part of that, because, you know, they could have very well moved that election towards the other person's favor, away from Kerry Lake in places like Arizona, and you see Nevada and other elections that were very, very fishy, you know, in the 2020 election.
Yeah, but
matter.
The problem is illegal immigrants are not supposed to vote.
Well, we know that, but, you know, that's not going to stop these Democrats from getting them registered in some form or fashion. So
yeah. No doubt about it. That's a big part of the Democrats' motive for the open borders, is they're flooding this country with what they hope are going to be Democratic voters.
And you know Biden's going to issue an executive order for allow them to vote in federal elections. You know, it's almost, you know, baked in the cake right now. So that's what I'm saying.
Don't know that he can do that by executive order, because the citizenship requirement to vote is in the Constitution. They would have to have a constitutional amendment.
Very interesting. Okay. Well, again, he's done other executive orders that break federal law and everything else. You know, even his order to open the borders, you know that's a violation.
Oh, yeah, it's a Title 8 violation. No question.
Yeah, we'll see if they follow the law, but they're not doing much of that so far. So, but thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Michael. Yeah, you know, if we're negotiating any treaties or anything like that, I want you guys to have Tom up there. Whoever the president is, just let him do it. He'll have their head spinning, and you never know. I mean, Tom could sell the Federal Reserve back to us. Who knows? Anyway, Michael, I was going to ask you regarding that Durham report. Was there any kind of mention whatsoever of Hunter Biden or anything like that? Because, you know, as I'm looking at all these different issues, I mean, why isn't the Democratic Party itself being sued?
Well, you know, you raise a good point. If Donald Trump were going to start suing people for defamation, that could include the Democratic Party as well. I don't know that the Durham report looked at Hunter Biden, because their assigned task was to look at the Trump-Russia collusion hoax and find out what had really gone on. And Hunter Biden doesn't really figure into that. Now, I have not read the entire Durham report, so I can't say for certain. But I if he's mentioned in there, it's just in passing.
Okay, well, Michael, that's what I wanted to know, and thank you very much. Appreciate your commentary.
Okay, let's see. I'm getting some communications from our control room here, and we're almost at the end of the show. Getting on back to Budweiser, apparently over in Illinois, they're practically having to give away Budweiser and Bud Light. And, yeah, it's... I think the ferocity of the reaction isn't against Dylan Mulvaney or Anheuser-Busch. I think it's a reflection that all of us are just fed up with this whole transgender nonsense. And I think anybody that goes in there, like Target is doing now, they're probably going to see a major consumer backlash at this point. All righty, okay. And... So we're almost at the end of the show, so stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Mike Gaddy is taking the microphone with Blackbird, and they're going to do the National Intel Report. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate to RBN. We are still short for our budget for this month, and we really do need your help to stay broadcasting. Without you, we go dark. And have a really good weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.